Randy Cantrell here, your host at Higher Human Performance, the podcast and the website, higherhumanperformance.com. I invite you to go to the website, all kinds of ways that you can connect with me and all kinds of free information and previous episodes. Today is Freeform Friday. It is Friday, January the 30th, 2015. The topic today, short, sweet, keep it brief, primarily intended to provoke thought. That is, we have to do our work. But as leaders, we want to develop our people. Well, okay, not everybody wants to develop people, but good leaders do. How do we do that? How can we develop our people and yet still get our work done? One of the big challenges that leaders face is time management. In episode 250, I started a series called Business Books that helped define me as a business guy. And part one was Harold Janine's book, Managing. Part two was episode 251, and that was the Robert Townsend book, Further Up the Organization. But in episode 252, I did William Onken Jr.'s book, Managing Management Time. And I'm a big fan of that book, even though I'm not, you know, fastidious about all the productivity hacks and things. But in that book, Bill Onken uses the analogy of juggling oranges, and I find that it's quite appropriate to all of us as managers and leaders. What we do with our time absolutely matters. So it's not that I'm anti-productivity. That certainly isn't the case. It's just people get wrapped around the axle with, do I need to get up at 4:30 in the morning? And if you don't get up at 4:30 in the morning, then you're missing the boat. And it's as though one size fits all, and it doesn't. And I think in the same context, when we look at trying to develop people and doing the work, it's clear that there are some people that are more prone to do some things than others. For instance, some people are very achievement-driven. They don't think so much about developing people. They don't think so much about teaching people. They don't think so much about the experience of their peers or their subordinates. They may not even think that much about managing up, much less managing out and down. They're approaching their whole day as though it is a to-do list. Many people are very driven to just get that to-do list done. Other people, on the other hand, seem less driven for the to-do list and seem more driven to bring people along, develop people, make sure that they're kind of touching people. It's that management by walking around kind of a thing. And then there are all kinds of people that are in between. I don't personally think that getting the work done and developing people is mutually exclusive. I think that we have to find ways that we can tether these two things together. I think we have to figure out ways where we can get work done. And some of that work, naturally, we have to get done through other people. Some of the work we ourselves have to do. But if it's work that we ourselves have to do, in almost every case, not always, but most cases for leaders, especially for leaders and managers, that work has got somebody else's name attached to it. Why can't we involve that person more in the work? And I'll give you a couple of concepts that I'm pretty notorious for using in my coaching, and that is for us to approach it from two vantage points. The beginning, triage, and the after effect, the postmortem. So many managers give duties and give tasks to people to do, don't really give them clear instruction, don't give them much help, don't give them much feedback on the front end or even along the process. And then when the product is put in their inbox, when the product is put on their desk, they find it lacking. They find it's not really what I want. And now they have to have the conversation and say, no, go back, do this, do that, do the other. If they would have given clear instruction and a little bit of coaching up front, triage, the work product would have been better. And then once it's put in the inbox, then the leader, the manager, now has to do something with it. That is, they either have to massage it, they have to add to it, they may have to edit it, tweak it in some way. And so many managers are guilty now of taking that end product, and the worker, whomever they may be, never hears any more about it, no more feedback at all. And so the postmortem has not been done. The manager, the leader, has not sat down with the employee and said, Great, I got it. Here's what I did to it. Here's why I did to it what I did. And so learn from this so that the next time you can provide me better work product. Now you're accomplishing things, and at the same time, you're developing people. You're training people. And if you do that over time, you should find, especially among high achievers, you should find that their work product gets better and better and better. And for me, there's the rub, and I'll end on that note. I'm a huge believer in that it can always be better. We can just always make it better. Now, that doesn't mean that what we have is awful. It doesn't mean that what we have today is not worth celebrating. It just means that that constant quest to continue to push, let's continue to see if there's things that we can do better. Are there ways that we can save time? Are there ways that we can make the product better, the work product better? Let's find a way. Let's spend some time finding a way. Unfortunately, we do live in a very busy, chaotic world, and increasingly, because of technology, one individual person is able to do the work of many. Used to not be that case, but today it is. And so we have to juggle an awful lot, as William Onken, his analogy was juggling oranges. We all have to juggle a lot of oranges, and we have to juggle those without having them hit the floor. So think about these things. Think about ways to tether the work product, the getting the work done, with simultaneously developing people. We do it in parenting all the time. And those of you that are parents, you know this. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is higherhumanperformance.com. Have a great weekend. Thanks.